The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately, her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to Jesus, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Discarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside, except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this, and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the things that really helped me in my own spiritual life is when somebody taught me how to meditate on scriptures in kind of it's a Jesuit style sort of meditation, I guess, St. Ignatius, who taught that if you want to really understand what's going on in a particular passage of scripture, you've actually placed yourself with your imagination, you place yourself into the situation. You listen to the words that are spoken. You imagine yourself as being one of the people in the story. So today you could choose to be the woman who was suffering from hemorrhages, or you could choose to be the man who was losing his child. You could choose to be the daughter who died. You could choose to be Jesus. You could choose to be any of the apostles or disciples that are standing around listening. Well, Jesus is encountering at this particular moment people who are going through the worst experiences that people can go through, that can leave people so often hopeless. Remember the storm from last week? There are a couple of major storms going on right now in this moment with Jesus. The first one is somebody losing their child. The daughter was at the point of death. He was a synagogue official of all people. Wouldn't God give special care to someone who was a religious leader? He easily could have resorted to anger and indignation. But he's going through one of the worst experiences that people can have. Or the other one, someone with an incurable disease. This woman has been bleeding for 12 years, and after many doctors, she has spent all her money, and she only got worse. She has lost everything, including her ability to worship. Contact with blood by Mosaic law rendered a person unclean and therefore not even able to enter the temple. She could have no contact with anyone, not her husband, if she had one, not her children. She could not do housework, nor could she prepare food for anyone. Her disease left her completely alone, and she was aware that she was dying day by day. Both of these people turned to Jesus. Word quickly comes that the girl has died, and though Jairus has faith in Jesus' healing powers, he resigns himself to the reality. Why trouble the teacher any longer? But Jesus says to him, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." And later, Jesus raises her from the dead. The woman says, "If only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well." What was it about the garment of the Lord in which she had such faith that if Jesus was really the Messiah, that she would receive healing? This garment was a long rectangular mantle which was worn over the body. Orthodox Jews today still wear this and often use it as a prayer shawl. It had four corners to which were attached tassels, and it was hemmed in blue thread at the bottom. This is from the book of Numbers. "Speak to the children of Israel. Tell them to make tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and to put a blue thread in the tassels of the corners. And you shall have the tassel, that you may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that you may not follow the unfaithfulness to which your heart and your own eyes are inclined, that you may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy for your God." Remember that she could not reveal herself to anyone around her, as this would have been seen as a serious crime. So she's taking a big risk in the belief that there is healing at the hem of the garment of Jesus. What did she know that gave her such assurance that if this is really the Messiah, that she would receive healing by touching his garment? According to the prophet Malachi, "For those who fear the Lord's name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." The word "wings" used here is the same word used as borders or hem found elsewhere in scriptures. She knew that if this is the Messiah, surely she can just get close enough to touch the hem or the border of his garment. She will surely receive healing. She looked upon Jesus and believed that he was who he claimed to be. When she had touched the hem of his garment, it was the same as touching him. She looked to him by faith, and when her faith touched his grace, she was healed. Also imagine the scene. In her humility, she is either on the ground or stooped to the ground to touch the bottom of Jesus' mantle. By her faith, she was healed instantly, and Jesus responds saying, "Daughter, your faith has saved you." Notice he doesn't say, "Your faith has healed you." It has saved you. And not only the death as a result of illness, but of that which could estrange her from a relationship directly with him. This is a reminder of a personal relationship with God. They were to remember who they were, whose they were, and what was expected of them. Their garment was a reminder that they were a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. They were to be like no other people in this world because of their relationship with God. The blue in the garment is the color of heaven, and it was there to remind them of the high calling, of their high calling among all the nations of the world. Jesus wanted a real relationship with this woman. He didn't want to be just some kind of mystical force who can touch and heal. He wanted to be a personal God who was real, loving, and personal. He is not satisfied until we come face to face with him. If you are not walking in humble attentiveness, come and touch the hem of his garment. If there are problems and burdens in your life and you need help, come touch the hem of his garment.